Hello and welcome to BICS is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BICS Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BICSography website. In the BICS is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BICS Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BICS's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. Centerpiece of today's program will be Chauncey Morehouse. We've had a bit of a thread on Chauncey Morehouse a few days ago in the BICSography forum, so I thought that in a continuation of a series of programs in which I feature one of BICS's fellow musicians, I would bring up today a bunch of recordings in which Chauncey Morehouse plays drums. First, let me read a brief biography of Chauncey Morehouse from the Oxford Music Online website. Born in Niagara Falls, New York, March 11, 1902, he died in Medford, New Jersey, October 31, 1980. American drummer, in 1906, his family moved to Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, where he played drums in the school orchestra and town band. He later worked with his father, who accompanied silent films at the piano, and while still in high school, he formed the Versatile Five. In 1922-24, he performed and recorded with the violinist Paul Specht and visited London in 1923. As a member of Gene Golcat's orchestra in 1925-27, he performed widely and made many recordings. He then worked briefly with Adrian Rollini, September-October 1927, and Don Voorhees, 1928-29. During the same period, he also took part in recording sessions with BICS Beiderbecke, 1927, Frankie Trumbauer, 1927-28, including one as the Chicago Loopers, 1927. Red Nichols, 1927-1928. The baby-voiced singer Helen Kane, 1928. I believe this is in error. My study of discographies shows that Chauncey Morehouse was in a series of recordings with Annette Henshaw. And of course, Annette Henshaw, on some occasions, she would do a recording on her baby-voiced, Betty Boop type style. Anyway, let me continue with the reading of this article. The Dorsey Brothers, 1928-29, and Joe Venuti, 1928-29. From 1929 until the late 1960s, Morehouse was a studio percussionist, active in radio and later in television, although he recorded with a number of jazz musicians, among them Beiderbecke in Hoagy Carmichael's band, 1930, Venuti again, 1933, Connie Boswell, intermittently in the 1930s, 1930s, and Claude Thornhill's orchestra with Maxine Sullivan, 1937, and appeared with Bobby Hackett in the short film The Saturday Night Swing Club, 1938. He became best known as a studio player. After his retirement from studio work, however, he continued to play in jazz groups. He joined surviving members of the Goldcat Orchestra for a concert at Carnegie Hall in 1975 and participated in a recreation of Beiderbecke's music staged by the New York Jazz Repertory Company. Morehouse's early playing, typical of drumming in the 1920s, combines hot rhythms on cymbals and subtle syncopated accompaniment patterns. His later work reflects swing techniques, making much use of the cymbals and of syncopated fills in two of his recordings, Kulia and Mazipani. He played the Noma drums, a set of 14 chromatically tuned snare drums mounted on a circular bar, which he designed around 1932. These, like modern set drums, allowed the drummer to play melodies, but they proved difficult to tune accurately. Okay, I hope this short biography is accurate. Maybe Susan if she listens to this, can tell us if indeed it is accurate or not. Well, let's get started with the music. This is going to be sort of a chronological voyage in the recordings of Chauncey Morehouse, beginning in 1922. This is the first recording session of the Georgians, November 29, 1922. Frank Warrenter is the director and plays trumpet, Ray Stilwell trombone, Johnny O'Donnell clarinet, bass clarinet, alto sax, Harold Saliers clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, Arthur Schott piano, Russell Depp banjo, Chauncey Morehouse drums. And the two tunes that I'm going to play are I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate and Chicago, That Toddlin' Town. So let's listen to Chauncey Morehouse with the Georgians in 1922. Thank you. couple of items that I did not mention before. Chauncey Morehouse was at the last recording session of Big Spider Bag. That was September 15, 1930. And I believe it was in the mid-30s he had recordings under his own name. The name of his band was Chauncey Morehouse and his Swinging Six. Now I will continue with the music. A couple of recordings from Paul Specht and his Hotel Alamac Orchestra. New York, January 4, 1924, I'm Going South. And then New York, May 7, 1924, Forget Me Not means Remember Me. Composition of Paul Specht's band at this time was Paul Specht himself on violin and directing, Frank Guarente and Elwood Boyer on trumpet, Arch Jones on trombone, Harold Salier, Jimmy O'Donnell and Dick Johnson on reeds, Al Monken on bass saxophone, of course another reed, Arthur Schott on piano, Russell Depp on banjo, Joe Tardo on brass bass, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. So let's listen then to Chauncey Morehouse with Paul Specht's band in 1924.
Thank you.
I'm going to skip the Gold Kit years and the recordings of Chauncey Morehouse with Bix and Tram. I'll go on now to 1928 and the Dorsey Brothers, two recordings from March 14th, 1928. This is the second recording session of the Dorsey Brothers. We have Mickey Bloom and Fuzzy Ferrar on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trumpet and trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, alto sax, Arnold Brillhart, alto sax, oboe, Herbert Spencer, tenor sax. There is a pianist, which is not identified here, Carl Kress on banjo, Hank Stern on brass bass, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. The two tunes that I want to play are the Yale Blues first and then Coquette. There is a vocal in both of these. It's by Bill Dutton. Take note of the very nice dialogue between the two brothers on trombone and clarinet in the recording of the Yale Blues. So here is Chauncey Morehouse with the Dorsey Brothers, 1928.
On your shoes, suppose you try those new Yale Blues. fun of the ones who love you. Breaking hearts, you are ruling little coquette. True hearts tenderly dreaming of you. Someday you'll fall in love as I fell in love with you. Maybe someone you love will just be fooling. And when you're all alone with only regret, you'll know, little coquette, I love you.
Now I want to turn to Giovenuti. This is Giovenuti and his New Yorkers, May 25th, 1928. Leo McConville, Fuzzy Ferrara on trumpet, Charlie Butterfield on trombone, Arnold Brillhart, Max Fairley, Don Murray and Herb Spencer on reeds, Giovenuti on violin, Arthur Schott piano and celeste, Eddie Lang guitar, Hank Stern brass bass, Chauncey Morehouse drums. The two tunes I want to play are I Must Be Dreaming and Tain't So, Honey Tain't So. Of course, that's one that Bix recorded with Wideman. The vocalist in the two tunes is Scrappy Lambert. So let's listen then to Chauncey Morehouse with Giovenuti and his New Yorkers, 1928.
Here you are. I must be dreaming.
Continuing in 1928, I want to turn now to the Wabash Dance Orchestra. This is September 14, 1928, in New York. We have Red Nichols on trumpet and directing, Manny Klein on trumpet, Mifball trombone, Arnold Brillhart, and perhaps Jimmy Crossan on clarinet, alto sax, Fun Livingston clarinet, tenor sax, Kurt Dieterle and perhaps Murray Kellner on violin, Arthur Schott on piano, Hank Stern on brass bass, Chauncey Morehouse on drums, Carl Kress on guitar. And the two tunes that I want to play are Because My Baby Don't Mean Maybe Now, and She's a Great, Great Girl, with the vocals on both of these by Tom Edwards. So let's listen then to Chauncey Morehouse with the Wabash Dance Orchestra, 1928.
Questions me, I'll say yes sir, yes siree, because my baby don't mean maybe now. I just got a little letter just yesterday. Now I feel a little better, and so I say, Life is short and mighty sweet, but I know mine is quite complete, because my baby don't mean maybe now. She gives your eyes a treat, she's a great, great girl. Got a heart so big it seems to dance a jig, she's a great, great girl. I'd give up sleeping, even give up my meal, to be beside her and hear the tap, tap of her heels. We took a long walk and had a long talk, then a great big kiss. Things are going strong, the bells are ding, ding, dong, about a month from this. Can't you hear my friends and family all congratulating me? I'm making no mistake, I've got a lucky break. She's a great, great girl. Thank you.
We now turn to 1929 and to Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. And the two tunes that I want to play are I Never Knew and Who's Sorry Now. These were recorded on February 1st, 1929 in New York. And the Five Pennies, a few more than five, are Red Nichols on trumpet, and he's also the arranger, Manny Klein on trumpet, Miff Maul on trombone, although I believe that Steve Hester would say no, not Miff Maul, because Miff Maul stopped the recording with Red Nichols before February 1st, 1929. Anyway, Dudley Fosdick, this is what Rust tells us. Dudley Fosdick on mellophone, Benny Goodman clarinet, alto sax, Arthur Schott piano, Carl Kress guitar, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. So let's listen then to Chauncey Morehouse with Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, 1929. Thank you. We now move to 1932 and a couple of recordings by Roger Wolfgang, the son of millionaire Otto Kahn. This is the last recording session of Roger Wolfgang, and it took place on November 9, 1932. The two tunes I want to play are A Shine in Your Shoes and It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. The musicians are Ruby Weinstein and Frank Zullo on trumpet, Leopo Shaw and Andy Ross on trombone, Artie Shaw, Del Porter, clarinet, alto sax, Larry Binion, tenor sax. There are two or three violins, Ross Carlson on piano, Perry Botkin on guitar, Ward Lay on string bass, Chauncey Morehouse is the drummer, and the vocal group is named the Kahnsirs, Kahnsirs, of course, pun on connoisseur, a gourmet. Anyway, here is then Chauncey Morehouse with Roger Wolfgang, 1932.
Thank you. It don't mean a thing, all you got to do is sing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. Just give that rhythm everything you've got. Oh, it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
Okay, we have come to the end of this musical chronological journey with Chauncey Morehouse. We played recordings in which Chauncey played drums beginning in 1922 and ending in 1932. 10 magnificent years for this very talented drummer, or traps player, as they used to say in the 1920s. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.